Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my God. What a dreary day it is. June 11th, 2024 in St. Petersburg, Florida, where we record. Oh my God. The sun is not out. The first time in about a month that the sun has not been out in St. Pete. And I'm in just kind of a dreary mood. Like, I'm not in a bad mood, but you know how it is. I mean, I used to live in Chicago and Cleveland, so I know all the cloudy days. First thing I noticed when I moved to Florida after I lived in Cleveland, I was like, what is that orange thing in the sky? Never saw it in Cleveland, but I'm not talking smack. I'm just saying, you ever have it where like it's kind of dreary outside and it just kind of makes you a little lethargic? That's my mood. But you can always call me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You could tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening in Missouri, hello. If you're listening in Detroit or Fort Myers or Tampa Bay or the Carolinas or London, how the hell is it going? This is your first time hearing my voice. Or maybe you're listening on a podcasting platform after searching up HOPPE Radio and you're wondering what the hell you are listening to. My name is Ryan Hoppy and this is Hoppy Hour. We talk about celebrity news, talk about dating. You never know where this show might go. One second, we could be talking about, I don't know, Kylie Jenner. Or one second, we could be talking about the weather in the city I record in. The show is unpredictable and it's off the wall. Now, what do we want to begin with? I saw this here and it drove me absolutely, positively nuts. I saw this right here. George Lopez storms out a comedy show over hecklers. I don't care. If someone's going to a George Lopez show and they're heckling you, bro, there's something you should be grateful about in 2024 is that people went to see George Lopez in the year of 2024. This isn't 2007 in the prime of your sitcom. This is 2024. I don't care how bad the hecklers are. And we'll play the clip in a second. But if you're walking out of a show in 2024, maybe it's time to retire.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
But hey, maybe I'm being a little harsh on George Lopez, even though he's not funny at all. I never got the sitcom. It's like a Latina married with children. I'm the same age as the daughter, so I'll leave those comments to myself. But the wife was beautiful, too.
I'm going to be able to let me do a show, so that we just cut it right now. Just relax, man.
Is where George Lopez has this like wavy hair now. He looks like a mix of Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty and like Albert Einstein. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He looks like George Washington.
Seriously.
I'm out.
George Lopez storming off stage over hecklers in the crowd.
The only way to get ahead, the only way to have a life that you want to live, and the only way to truly have a job that's worthwhile is to be worthwhile from the beginning.
Got it. That's deep life advice from George Lopez.
It all went down during his show at Eagle Mountain Casino in California over the weekend. George working through his set as usual, TMZ with the footage.
And there's always that one woman in the crowd.
There's a woman that goes, oh my God, I'm going to be so loud and drunk. I'm going to make it about me. I'm 5'4". No one pays attention to me.
So I'm going to ruin a comedy show.
For anxiety, people can go to the doctor.
I think that in trying to make comedy, it's great.
But
remember when he had that like late night talk show that like never really took off, but just kind of sat on TBS? I believe it was on after Conan O'Brien. Like, it wasn't bad, but you never spoke to anybody around the water cooler. I was in high school at the time, but you never spoke to anybody. And you're like, oh my God, did you see what happened last night on Lopez Tonight? Oh, it was so funny.
But at one point, people in the audience started yelling and George got irritated.
I've been to a lot of comedy shows in the 2010s. I worked in radio shows that had comedians on. And sometimes I think, now this is not an example of this, but sometimes I think the people that are yelling, that are heckling, are, how do I word this? It's pre-set up that they're pawns, that they're plants, that they're told, yelled during this part so that I can look really funny and mighty.
Let me find my dream. I'm going to be able to let me do a show, should I just cut it right now?
Yeah.
I seem like I'm the one working. So, listen, wait to come back over here, man. Come on, please. Just watch the show.
Who would pay money to see George Lopez, by the way? I mean, if you want him, like with a local radio show or something, that makes sense. But who goes, oh, I'm going to pay all the activation fees on StubHub or Ticketmaster to see George Lopez in 2024?
That's all you have to do. Don't even laugh if you want
to. It didn't calm down, and that's when George walked off stage.
Oh, he's so badass walking off. That was the funniest part of the act. Nothing was funny about it prior. Trust me. He just does to like, I'm Hispanic, I'm Mexican, whatever I am, it's my humor. Maybe it's because I'm not Hispanic. It's just, when you've seen one George Lopez comedy special or one episode of his sitcom or his talk show, you've seen it all. There's really no expanding and broadening his horizon. You never look at George Lopez and you're like, oh man, that guy really has the deep topics there. He's a real George Carlin. I have a rule on this show that I'm very proud of. If I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Here's the thing. If you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, Tampa Bay, Carolinas, wherever you're listening, if you want to hear more of my show, go to every single major platform that has a podcast and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. But if you are currently listening on a podcasting platform, that being Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, all of them, I appreciate it. Coming up next on the show, we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs as it is Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. The Dallas Mavericks are down 2-0. Hopefully in the future you're listening and they've won 4 in a row and beat the Boston Celtics. Also coming up, we are going to talk about Mama June being an awful mother, which is not really breaking news. A little bit of Donald Trump and much more. You never know where this show will go, and that's because this show is just, you know, off the chains. But then again, I really shouldn't be calling my show off the chains and crazy. You would have picked that up already.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
If this is the first time you're listening, I play music during my commercial breaks. So if you don't feel like listening to the song, I always say you can skip forward 4 minutes. But I really work hard on picking good songs. And here is one that I think is a real banger. It is Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z. You're welcome.
Turn me up a little bit. When that music World. Comes in, it gets loud.
Swizzy.
Yes.
This is a You Heard That New World premiere.
Was on Roy, cause I've been hitting so long and I'm a big headed boy. Nah, we ain't on HGH, though I might pick up some weight when I'm running through your state. Nah, we ain't on the clear, we on the runway and back to back live. Dismiss no more drama and Barack Obama, Rama's feel honest. I put my life on these tracks, you act like y'all wanna pay me for the
fact. You get this?
Luckily, my therapy. I just bare my soul, I don't expect nothing back. You all welcome, long as you felt I was gon' get mine, if you know where the hell I'm from. I'm from the bottom, so I do this from the diapers. Quick, fast, turn the Big Apple into cider. I do this, I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do this for the lifers. I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do it for the lifers. You welcome. See again somebody so deadly via the pen. Viva Jovito Padino Mui Bien. Big up to Biggie and Pac, I do it for them. Until I reach Khalik, I do it for him. Do it for those who can't do for self due to the pen. May these bars reach through your bar. And mine, when Mary sing, it heals your heart. Cause solely to stand still, you are. Love is a battlefield, we all get scars. I put my heart into this. This is much more than marketed music. The reason I got a market to do this is people going through pain. I'm just walking
damn,
through
Rocky,
this.
Damn, where the hell you find this one?
This ain't no marketed music. People going through pain. I'm just talking to do it.
Sing it, baby. Sing it, baby. Usher. Got it. Yeah, what up, Swizzy? Mitra 9, Kava, and Kratom. The best Kava and Kratom around at Mitra-9.com.
You heard that new world premiere.
It's 16 years old, not really a world premiere. If you go to Mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, you can save 20%.
What it is.
I love this song.
I go by the name Solo.
Also, go to DZBZHoney. The best Delta 8 and CBD honey around. Lollipops. Honey in a jar, whatever the hell you need. Looking to sink into your couch. Watch some Paradise PD on Netflix. Need some humor in your life? Here's what you do. You go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%.
Happy hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. So call me, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You never know what topic we might dive into here on Hoppy Hour. So I'm very disappointed. This is going to be old news in about a day, but as of right now, the Dallas Mavericks are down 2-0 to the Boston Celtics. And out of any sports team in the whole world, I absolutely, positively despise the Celtics. I grew up a Lakers fan, loved Kobe, loved everything he did besides what happened in Colorado. Never forget. Always wanted to meet him. I have so many memories of watching the Lakers versus Celtics. It's like a circus. Here's the thing, though. I'm not really a big Lakers fan now. I don't really like LeBron on the Lakers. I think it's kind of cheesy. So I'm totally rooting for the Mavericks. I hate the Celtics up there with the Green Bay Packers and St. Louis Cardinals and anything Philadelphia. I despise Philadelphia. Here's the thing. This Boston Celtics team kind of needs the ring a little more than Luka. You know, like everyone's hating on Jason Tatum. Everyone's hating on Jaylen Brown. Got Kendrick Perkins. We'll talk about him later. Running his mouth on ESPN. Oh, LeBron took me off a thread. You are such a baby. Such a big baby. They shouldn't have called Glenn Davis big baby. They should have called you big baby.
Oh, happy hot topic.
What the hell's going on as of right now on June 11th, 2024?
The Boston Celtics are just two wins away from their first NBA championship in 16 years. Mm-hmm. The Celtics defeated the Dallas Mavericks 105-98.
Yeah.
They now lead 2-0.
And they're showing pictures of Drew Holiday. The Bucks should have never got rid of him.
in the best of seven series. Jrue Holiday led the way for Boston with 26 points, 11 rebounds. Luka Doncic had a triple-double for the Mavs.
But he's hurt. He also needs to lose weight. Like, I know he's a baller and he's out there doing his thing. But he's out in, like, he's out of, how do I word this politely? He's not in shape. He's a baller, shot caller. But there's rumors that he smokes a lot of cigarettes.
32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists.
I just think if he began working out, he'd be even more of a monster.
But scored just 3 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there you go.
USA Today NBA reporter Jeff Zilgit covered last...
All right, I'm not going to allow some Boston Celtics reporter to give the analysis, so I'm going to move on from this clip. I don't know where the hell Kyrie Irving has been. Hello, buddy, you there? You made the NBA Finals. You had LeBron glazing over you and on his podcast. Got everybody on your side after you're a flat earther that didn't want to get vaccinated and was promoting an anti-Semitic movie, and you were saging every locker room. You literally were a tool for 5 years, and you've even admitted so. And then you go to Boston, the same team that you walked over their logo when the Brooklyn Nets beat them like 3 years ago. So you have all this going for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you play awfully? Come on, man. So here we go. Luka Doncic gets asked dumb questions after the game 2 loss. And he looks very stressed out. He's drinking his Gatorade, of course.
Boston hasn't lost a game on the road yet this postseason. What specifically can you do at home to make things a little bit more difficult for them? Is there anything specific at home that you guys can do?
A lot of times when they ask questions that are really long, they didn't need to add the last part about what do you need to do specifically? Just what do you need to do? Like, they want to keep talking. Listen.
You do at home to make things a little bit more difficult for them. Is there anything?
So right there you go. What do you need to do at home to make things difficult for them? You don't need to keep talking going like this.
Anything specific at home that you guys can do?
Score more points. It's been, at the end of the day, it's basketball. Away at home, we just got to play better basketball to win.
Do you guys take something away from staying around because they seem to be putting so much pressure to keep trying to pull away? Do you guys take solace to that you were able to stay in the game for as long as, you know, to right to the end?
No, they lost.
Sorry, I don't understand you.
Well,
me neither, and I'm American.
I mean, they seem to be ready to pull away in several different points in the fourth quarter. Do you guys take something away from it by being able to stay in the game right to the...
No, you lost. Is that where we are as a society that we're trying to, like, defend losers? I'm not saying he's a loser, but they lost the game. Oh, but you kept it within 7 points.
Last minute.
I guess. Yeah, I don't even know how to respond, but yes.
It feels like they give everybody a press credential now. And by the way, I'm not saying it's about everybody in the media, but there are so many people in the media that have press credentials that are so nauseating. I noticed it when I worked in sports radio. Not the people I worked with, but some of the people they'd have on air. These people would have like 900 Twitter followers and be like, they would go up to, like, Tom Brady and ask a dumb question. Just like, what are you doing? Really? You're making everybody look bad. You can tell the question's going bad when you look at a press conference, and here's what happens. They add too many words. Here's one. Hey, Luka, you guys lost the game today, and things are not looking good. What do you need to do to win the next game? Somebody in the media would go, hey, Luka, things aren't looking good, and you guys are down 2-0. What do you guys need to do to pull out the win? And do you think there's anything that you could be doing better? And what have the Celtics been doing that has been so good? Like, they keep adding words to it, and it's like run-on sentences, and it's like, shut up. You're the worst. All the time. And these people have press credentials. Then a lot of times you have those silly TikTokers, and I know I sound old saying this, Mm-hmm. But you have those silly TikTokers that go in there and ask the dumb questions. It just feels like a Kobe Bryant press conference, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, was a lot more serious, especially the one in Colorado. Don't talk about that, Ryan. That never happened. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I don't know if we have any listeners in California. I see the numbers, and we do. A popular pizza chain is joining other businesses and leaving California to avoid the high taxes and cut costs. Blaze Pizza is relocating its headquarters from Pasadena to Atlanta, which will reduce its state corporate tax rate by more than a third. Yeah, I find California fascinating. I haven't been there in 15 years, and my uncle who lived there just recently passed away, so I don't really see myself going there anytime soon. I have friends that do radio out there, but I look at it and I go, why is it so overpriced? Like, yeah, you have inflation, things have gone up, I get it. But California is like next level ridiculous expensive. Like, there's inflation and then there's inflation. And that's what California is, inflation. It's just like, who do you think you are? You have homeless people all over the place, and California is home to the city known as San Francisco. I like San Francisco when I went in 2010. I've seen plenty of YouTube footage of San Francisco now, and seeing homeless people go to the bathroom, this doesn't really appeal to me. Hey, maybe it appeals to you. Maybe that's your thing, you know? You like watching people go to the bathroom for some reason, but for me, man, that's not really my vibe. I don't really wake up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want to see a homeless person go to the bathroom, please, please. That's just what I want to do today. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Hey, what the hell do I know? I know a lot. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We will be right back on Happy Hour after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Mm-hmm. Happy Hour will be right back.
Like I say, if you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 49 seconds. But here is Ray J and Ludacris with Celebration.
VIP. I'm buying out the bar, baby, drinks on me. Now they screaming, hello, trying to get this cup, but we trying to see
how low can you go. Hello.
Mama say no more, your body just said it all. I said, slow down. She said, baby, I'm grown. And now she's saying,
hello, hello.
She working me like a pro. Booty clap, clapping, bravo. She's saying,
hello, hello, hello.
Can we hit the front door? Now she's singing like she on tour.
Oh.
And my glass is raised. Let's make a toast to getting money.
Celebrate.
Celebration, pop, pop, bottle.
Super
big like the movie at the bottle.
Number one, five.
I got Mother Nature on the payroll. It stay raining, but Luda keeps signing. Cause me and Shock Zoo went half and bought an island. Chris cut half a million for the watch. Whipping 100-foot yachts up to 55 knots. 10 years been paying my dues. Hoes get it right. Paper long as Penelope Cruz knows. 10 and a half alligator boots. And tailor-made water repellent cashmere suits. He's so boozy, all in the jacuzzi. He's such a Virgo, and that's why he's so choosy. I like her, but I'm digging you too. Y'all can do me like a wishbone and break me in two. Come one and come all of the time, cause my bottle service look like an assembly line. Right.
Celebration, pop, pop.
Oh, yeah. Ray J. The voice of an angel. Oh, yeah, sing it, bro. This following segment. Has been brought to you by Fortify. FortifyEye.com. The best. That I just sound like Mike Tyson. The best nutrition products around. I took my Fit Pro protein shake before this show. It's got me all jacked up. Helps out your endurance. It's gotten me into shape. If you go to FortifyEye.com and at checkout, you use keyword Ryan20, RYAN20. Guess what? You can save 20% on the best nutrition products around. Brought to you by Dr. Lang, Dr. Michael Lang.
Happy hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. If you're listening on the radio, hello. If this is your first time, let's go. On this show, we talk about celebrity news, dating. You never know where we will go on.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
What do we want to talk about? Let's get a little political. Not too political, but just a little political. I'll make fun of Trump, and I'll make fun of Biden. I'll make fun of both sides to keep it even keeled.
Oh, happy hot topic.
And even if I keep it even keeled, I'm going to have people tell me, oh, you made fun of Trump, you made fun of Biden. I hate all of them. Guess what? I'm not voting.
Former President Trump campaigning here in the West this weekend with a big rally set today in Las Vegas, his first big event his felony conviction. ABC's Ray.
Time to cheat on my wife again.
Rachel Scott is there with much more on this. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Hey, Gio, good morning to you. For the first time since the former president was found guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records, he's back.
Yeah, big deal, whatever. All his Trump MAGA supporters, he didn't do it.
Back out on the campaign trail, set to hold his first major rally as a convicted felon right here in the critical state of Nevada. We know the former president has made his legal issues really the cornerstone of his campaign.
Yeah, he needs money. All the losers that gave him money. If you gave him money, you are a peasant, you are a sheep, and you are a loser. I get if it was back in the day when people used to give politicians money. But if you seriously gave Trump money once again, let me change the voice for this. You are a
loser. Like the biggest loser ever for giving a guy who's wasted all his money, essentially money.
He doesn't care about you.
And he's leaning into that, sending out fundraising emails to his supporters, falsely calling himself a political prisoner. The former president.
Yeah, there you go. And all the right-wing pundits, he shouldn't have gone through it. But they don't even say what he shouldn't have gone through. You ever notice if you listen to like Republican radio or watch Fox News, they never bring up the fact that he cheated on his wife who was pregnant with a porn star. That's always kind of left out a little bit. Like, everyone's like, he shouldn't be charged. But they never say what he shouldn't be charged for. They'll just say that.
The president has been on a swing throughout the West Coast, holding multiple fundraising events and also doing several interviews where he seems to imply that he would seek some sort of retribution or political revenge against his political enemies and Democrats.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that lives off of the hate. Mm-hmm. There's some people that fold and kind of freak out over the pressure of hate. Donald J. Trump is not one of them.
Democrats even dodging a question when asked if he would ask the Justice Department to prosecute the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, saying, quote, we're going to see what happens. Of course, all of this comes as the former president is just weeks away from being sentenced on July 11th. That's just 4 days before the Republican National Convention begins.
I sort of want him to like be in prison and not be at that convention. It doesn't matter to me because I'm not voting. I don't like that when you vote in Florida, your address is out there. It shows my old address. Nope. I am not having my address be out there. It'd be very easy to find just so that I can vote for a politician that I don't want to vote for. I would probably vote for Trump, I'll be honest with you. And I know I shouldn't have said that because everyone's going to freak out. But I wouldn't vote for Trump. If I had a choice between Trump or Biden, I would vote for Trump. If I was forced to. But I'm not going to.
As for the Republican Party, well, they are standing firmly behind the former president. In fact,
of course they are. Whatever. Whenever any of the Biden family does some crooked things, they rip into him. But when the Republican media, that is, but whenever Trump does something, oh, he's an angel. He didn't do it. You are all peasants. You are all bitches.
Senator J.D. Vance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, we are told, are among two Republicans that have joined the former president on this swing. Those.
Yeah, of course they are. No one knows who these people are. Who are these people? Who? You got all the MAGA people that join on his bandwagon. You're all clout chasers. It's like a boomer version of the Free Britney movement. That's what MAGA is. It's Free Britney.
And in fact, Senator J.D. Vance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, we are told.
Who?
Are among two Republicans that have joined the former president on.
I don't care. 856-49 Hoppy. No, we got this. This right here
is spicy to the fullest.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Closing
You're
arguments
welcome.
Have wrapped up in the federal gun trial against Hunter Biden. The president's son did not take the stand. But someone who is talking is the mother of Hunter Biden's daughter, who was born out of wedlock. Though she's five, Jim Murray reports London Roberts says President Biden still has not met his granddaughter.
She's the mother of Hunter Biden's love child. And now London Roberts is speaking out to Inside Edition
thank
from
you.
Her home, where the walls are adorned with sweet photos of Navy, her daughter, with Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Navy's so easy to love. She is absolutely brilliant. As much as I'd like to take credit for all of that, I can't. You know, she does get some of that brilliance from him. And
you look at this right now, I'm telling you right now, Hunter Biden's baby mama is a smoke show.
And a lot of it. There are so many traits that she carries of his. The one thing that I pray for is the one trait that she doesn't get is the addiction.
London, whose memoir, Out of the Shadows, goes on sale in August, met Hunter Biden in 2017 when she was working as a dancer at a gentleman's club in Washington.
Hell yeah, that's the way to meet him.
Washington. The president's son was in the throes of addiction, drinking a gallon of vodka a day.
Hell yeah, I would drink that much too if Joe Biden was my father.
Smoking crack nonstop.
Yeah, me too.
There were days you could see him do it every 15 to 20 minutes.
And was it something that scared you?
Me and I had a couple mutual friends that with Hunter, and we would talk to him about it. Like,
wow, you know your addiction is bad. Like, it's bad when the side chick is like, you got to chill out. Usually the side chicks are the ones that are in it for the ride, no pun intended. But when your side chick is like, bro, you got to chill out, that's when you know you have a problem.
Yeah, this could kill you. Too much of this. Like, what are you going to do if your heart explodes? Mm-hmm. You would say, you could want me to stop, or my family, or my friends. Everybody could want me to stop.
Yeah.
But I won't until I'm ready.
At the time, Hunter was also having an affair with his sister-in-law, Hallie Biden.
Hell yeah. Man of the year. You got him having an affair with this stripper that he knocked up that he didn't pull out. And then he got him having an affair with his sister-in-law. If this was the Trump family, oh my God, all the late night talk shows would be talking about this. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, all the Jimmys, they always rip into things that Trump does, but no one talks about this. They actually promoted Hunter's book. You losers.
In fact, London says they all hung out together.
What a party.
Seemed bizarre to you.
It is bizarre. There's a certain package that comes with Hunter, and you either accept it or you don't. And Hunter is Hunter, and he came with a lot of different things, but he was very charming. And Hunter has a way of making a situation like that not seem so bizarre.
Then,
he's got the deadbeat father, Beatty. I've dated girls with deadbeat fathers before, and daddy issues is a real thing. It's fun at first, it's kind of crazy and wild, but then it kind of becomes a little frightening. Where, here's what is wrong with people that have daddy issues. And I can only speak for dating heterosexual girls that have daddy issues. When they have daddy issues, how they feel about their father, at some point, they're going to feel about you. Especially if it's a divorce. So if the father is divorced from their mother and their mother hates the father, they're going to hate you. I'm just warning you out there, boys, if you're listening and you're dating someone who has a divorced parent and the mother hates the father, and the daughter has an on and off hatred for her father, very soon it's going to happen to you. I'm just warning you. Hey, I'm never wrong. And if I am wrong, guess what's going to happen? You're going to come back and say, Ryan, you were wrong. But I'm always correct, including this. So trust my words. Dump that person.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour. We'll be right back.
All right. What the hell do I feel like playing right now? Whole city behind us. Kanye West, Ludacris in the game.
I used to front when I write songs, talk about having ice on, and I could barely keep my lights on, and my beats are so sick, I should have got a medic, but my credit was so pathetic, I couldn't afford a debit. When the dropout dropped, I had to cop me a money tree, to front on anybody who ever tried to front on me, with so much personality, what do you want from me? I could be by myself and enjoy the company, my life, this year, my career, it's the Lord, bad chick, it's a war, it's for Melissa 494, I could only afford. Discord from the home of game banging, and we all outdoors. South side, outside, west side, let's ride.
East side,
right, B side, Lakeshore Drive, and I'm Chi-Town's finest. Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. South side, outside, west side, let's ride. Where you at, the whole city be
it ain't nothing to it but to do it. I came here to suck the place down till my body stops pumping red fluid. A-Town, I've been through it, and we steady getting tested, but ready to fill your bubble when we put the lead to it. Out west, they still banging, up top it's really gully. Down south, we get buck and turn hearts to silly putty. Ludacris, I got silly money. You got jokes, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank. Now that's really funny. Big city, bright.
bright lights. And many pity cause we like fights. Maybe long days, but it's bright nights. Living out the nightlife. And people asking where you at? Not the club, I stay in to get right. Hotlanta, home of the booties and the really tight skirts. Where if somebody moves, then somebody gets hurt. From Decatur down to CP and EP. Adams Field to the battlefield is DTP.
Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. South side, outside, west side, let's ride. Where you at? The whole city behind us.
It's Compton's prodigy. Obviously, I'm from the home of hydraulics. Where they top and dance around the steering column of Impala. Send to get hollow. We fighting pit bulls and Rottweilers in the projects. The objective is make dollars. Where you at? It ain't a problem to get it there by the mall. Cause I got a female friend with frequent fly mileage. I ain't never been to college. Got the IQ of a Rose Scholar. If you follow G-Unit, throw up your doves and yell holla. To all the YGs in khakis and white tees with Air Ones in every color like iced tea. I might be the city of Compton's right knee. The way I paint pictures with these hip-hop scriptures. Pay attention while the game shine like a prism. Glisten, show you how canaries could alter one's vision. Not to mention I am Dr. Dre christened on behalf of Luda and Kanye. I'm going breathe easy.
Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. South side, outside, west side, let's ride. Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. Where you at? The whole city behind us. South side, outside, west side, let's ride. Where you at? The whole city behind us.
Oh yeah. Let that beat drop to me. Drop that beat, baby.
Let the beat drop.
Oh yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Also, go to westchaseprinting.com and on the invoice, tell DJ Tone Tampa that you heard about it from me. Also, this is being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Eight, five, six, 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to get into some more stuff, but I got a 20 ounce. I should have just ran with 24 ounce. Like, you weren't going to actually know how many ounces there were in this Red Bull. But I had to be literal. It's a 20 ounce, not a 24 ounce. All right, get to the point, Ryan. Let me chug this real quick so I can have some energy, even though I'm already full of energy. Oh, my God. So good. All right. I can't stand Travis Kelce. I think he's fake as hell. I think he probably cheats on Taylor all the time. You're going to tell me that a horned-up, hyper football player, that when his girlfriend's on the other side of the planet, he's not getting some? When he's already been known as a serial cheater. Just wait until the music video in about a year or two when almost said Miley Cyrus for some reason. wait for a year or two. The music video with Swift throwing a football about him being a cheater. Just saying, mark this, timestamp this, June 11th, 2024.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
This is a whole nother situation here. I don't know how to, like.
I hate how Jason Kelce talks. Caveman talk.
This is a whole nother situation here.
I wonder how often he cheats or if he's loyal. Because there's two types of football players. There's like the 9% that don't cheat, and then there's the 91% that cheat all the time. And then there's the ones that are in a business relationship. I've hung around a lot of NFL players, and trust me, they are dogs.
I don't even know how to, like, you know, you can't be a normal person at that point.
Jason Kelce may have retired from the NFL, but it looks like he's getting more attention than ever before.
I wonder how he feels about that. Like, I know he does this really popular podcast, so I get that he's out and about, but it's got to be weird being this famous. I'm just saying. Like, beforehand, you could go anywhere and he wouldn't be recognized unless you were, like, a diehard football fan. But now he's, like, a household name.
Thanks to his brother Travis Kelce's relationship with mega superstar Taylor Swift.
I will say, if I were to get a beer with Jason or Travis, I would hit up Jason in a second. Can't stand Travis.
The former Philadelphia Eagles center recently shares on the June 7th episode of the Whiskey Ginger podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting now because your family is just such a fixture and a part of
it's
it.
It's been
you
crazy.
Know? And then yeah, well, the and your brother's really screwed up everything. Exactly. Yeah, what a jerk.
Travis and Taylor have taken it to another level, and it's that's a whole other side of it. You know what I mean?
There's that Andrew Santino guy. He's aight. Just a little annoying.
I mean, like, Kylie and I think we have a bad, and then we go hang out with, like, one of them for
that's
a second.
That's insane.
Like, this is a whole nother situation here.
He has that weird laugh.
I don't even know how to, like, you know, you can't be a normal person at that point.
The podcast host, Andrew Santino, goes on to ask how Jason's wife, Kylie, with whom he shares three daughters, Wyatt, Elliot, and Bennett with, has adjusted to all the rising fame.
Your wife is arguably more famous at this point.
Yeah,
she's become,
she should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, for looks and talent and all that stuff. For definitely, without a doubt.
No doubt. Does
this is a weird podcast. A lot of ass kissing.
She like it because it seems she's seems very, like, humble, yeah, like you. Kind of a, you know, a family person. It seems like she doesn't really want any of the nonsense, but she's cool with it. So is it annoying to her, or does she like some of the attention?
I think that she's a little bit uncomfortable with, I guess, you know, how much it's become.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what happens when Travis is dating the most famous person since Elvis.
It's big.
And our family's out there, and, like, people know what our kids look like. And
yeah,
I think we're both a little bit, like, we've tried to retract from that a little bit.
However, done a good job. Jason acknowledges how his wife has seen the positives in the family's newfound fame.
Travis needs to just knock up Swift. So then he's forever entangled.
But I think, you know, she enjoys the fact that she, you know, gets to go and do charitable outings. She gets to give back to the community. She gets to, you know, do clinics with little girls with field hockey and, like, all these other things. I think she enjoys that aspect of it. You realize that, you know, we're in a position of great fortune to be able to, you know, be where we're at.
I know I was talking about Jason's laugh, but he is so much cooler than Travis. It's insane.
And it's all because of these people that are really, really big fans.
As for how Jason thinks Travis is handling it all,
I think
terrible.
Trav is
terrible.
He's a very terrible. Comfortable person in, like, almost any scenario. Like, he's such a unique individual. I've never seen him uncomfortable anywhere. So it's like,
yeah, he moves pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, and he's I haven't seen him change one bit.
That's
really
good.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment. I think that he stayed true to himself.
He did. So if he stayed true to himself and he's a known cheater in the past, is he cheating? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's still humble. He treats everyone with the utmost respect, like they're equals, regardless of who they are.
Right.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Ryan, Happy Radio. What's going on with Mama June?
Whoa, happy hot topic.
Talk about deadbeat mother.
But she's just in her mind, bro. I'm like,
And literally, Justin, your home husband is sitting there telling you that you did wrong. That got me shaking.
The point of the matter is that you're a piece of mama and you took somebody's money.
Do you think that that $30,000 is Alana's and is owed back to her?
So pretty much Mama June took Alana's money.
I legally put the 20% in there. I don't give a f***.
What a pig.
Take me to court.
Oh, what an imbecile. What a just an awful person.
She's asking you, her mom, for $30,000, or do you think she's asking you, her mom, for her money back?
I think it's a little bit of both.
No.
I think, you know,
I didn't know how to do anything else but have sex, so I produce these kids and I exploit them because I got nothing really going for me because I'm a fat lizard.
God, I can't stand Mama June.
And I mean, I hate to like say it, I feel like it's a little bit about...
It's her money.
Not that I don't... I do understand that it's her money.
Okay.
But can you imagine laying next to her and I...
Shut up, God.
Most annoying person ever.
But a lot of her money was spent on her own self. I don't give a f-
as a parent.
But it's her money, you loser. You weren't even around for a while. Deadbeat imbecile.
That's what you do, June. Whether it's successful or it's not, that's what you do as a parent. You invest in them to a certain
extent. Yeah, you don't spend it on things, deadbeat. Where's Child Protective Services?
Extent. Don't let them abuse you. But
that's how I feel, like they have been.
Okay, but this situation right here, June, you owe it to her. When you asked me to take care of stuff and you asked me to move here, I did it. And because...
Mama June's creepy. She got that satanic, like, energy. Like, it was kind of funny to make fun of them, like, 12 years ago. Like, oh, go, Juice, and that. But think about the movie Idiocracy. Those idiots were able to produce kids like no big deal. And then you literally have people that are working so hard to have kids and are not able to have them. But Mama June, oh, whatever, I'm gonna have another kid today. If she isn't one of the worst moms of all time, and she's gotten more revolting with age, because she used to be able to kind of excuse the behavior and go, oh, well, you know, she's got problems. But now it's like you're pushing 40, and when your 18-year-old daughter's smarter than you, we got a problem here. But then again, saying that her 18-year-old daughter is smarter than her isn't really saying much, because she's not smart. She has like a 40 IQ. Mama June might be one of the dumbest people of all time. Do you agree? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Do you disagree with me? You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right, here's the deal. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Mama June's the worst mom ever.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Like I say, let me change the voice because I say it so often. But I have to let you guys know.
If you don't feel like listening to this song, you can skip forward 4 minutes. But I take pride in the songs that I choose on Happy Hour. Here's Chicago by L.E.P. Bogus Boys. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Tell me what you know about the middle of the map. Gangsters in them all black, white socks, fitted caps. Posted on the block, 30 shot clip hanging. This ain't a rap trend, shot town, bin bang. Shootouts every night, they complaining that they can't sleep. It's a church and a liquor store all on the same street. Rain, sleet, snow, man. I'ma hustle cocaine, all sales final. I'm a product of this dope game. Shotters got no aim, bullets got no name. Cluckers dancing in a line like they on Soul Train. We don't care about blue lights, come take a picture. Still tipping, that's the day of us.
Chicago, yeah. Nigga, this the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Yeah. You see them blue lights in the air, cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still sit back. Chicago, nigga, where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
These cops crooked in Chicago. Daily took them out them Crown Vicks and bought them Tahoes. In traffic, I don't panic when I see them police lights. I got them pigs in my pockets like Jody Weiss. Hustling that white snow, temperature is ice cold. My workers serving with them cameras on a light pole. Gangsta disciples, Blackstones, BDs. The biggest street gang is the CPD. The sleeves on my triple goose smell like gunpowder. Hawk blowing like a car horn, stuffing rush. Yeah, the Swiss cheese is driver side though. This how it is, this how we live in Chicago,
nigga. This the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga. Stay hustling in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Yeah, you see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga. Where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
The land of the players and a home to all the gangsters. Where you better pick a side if you plan to make it. And when you ride through the shag, keep that hat straightened. Before they find you tied up in that pitch black basement. Cameras on the pole flicking pitches. Niggas still pitching. Got the block jalapeno hot, but it's still tipping. Slickers flipping on me, trying to plan a itchy on me. Cause they ran my government name and got the history on me. You know we gang bang in Chicago. Even though the structure done changed in Chicago. And wind blowing in Chicago. And when I'm out of town, I let them know I'm from Chicago,
nigga. This the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga. Stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Yeah, you see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still see. Chicago, nigga, where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Yeah, this following segment is brought to you by Mitra9. Mitra-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword hoppy to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com, the best honey around. And at checkout, use keyword hoppy to save 20% because it will get you trippy. Yeah. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com, WestChaseprinting.com. Use Ryan Hoppy on the invoice. Also being brought to you by Fortified Nutrition at FortifiedEye.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20%. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. The best trainer in all of the Bay Area. Also, if you live in Maryland or Florida and you want to improve your mental health, go to counselingoncall.net. I spoke to my psychologist today, Jay. He's my homie. He's my longest relationship ever. 3 years. Yeah, I'm at the 2-year limit of relationships. Here's the deal. If you go to counselingoncall.net, I didn't know what to say to that to myself. If you go to counselingoncall.net and you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour, they will hook you up. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and we're going to wrap up everything. We're going to talk about some fun topics like abortion. This is going to be a riot.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Yep.
Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Got it.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you are listening on the radio, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy. If you've been listening for the past hour and 6 minutes on this podcast, I appreciate it. We have so much to get into, so let's do it.
This month marks 2 years since the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. And
I'll never forget the morning that I found out it was overturned. You know what I did? I was living with my ex at the time, and she went through a pregnancy scare in May of 2022 where she thought she was pregnant, even though I'm the pull-out king. So what happened was it ended up being COVID because her period was late. So I said to her, I'm going to get a vasectomy. If I am meant to have kids, I can get it reversed, whatever. I got a vasectomy. Best decision of my life. I absolutely am glad. It's been fun since the breakup. Yeah. Woohoo! Here's what I'm saying. I don't want kids. I don't get this whole thing. I'm going to get a little, you know,
controversial.
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. What someone does with their body, it's a fact, is a human right. This basis of it being off of a book that's 2,000 years old that's been rewritten over and over again is archaic. And it's also quite moronic, to be honest with you. Very moronic. Here's the deal. You have no proof that God is real, but you have proof that it's a human right. There's people that have to get abortions or they'll die, or you're supposed to have kids if, with someone if it's incest. Whenever you bring that up to someone that's a pro-lifer, they go, They never know what to say. So that's why they're like, it's for the babies. You really want to bring babies into this world? The same people that go, it's for the babies, think that McDonald's is still a dollar because they're rich boomers and the prices going up don't affect them. You ever notice when you talk to a rich boomer that doesn't really notice that groceries have gone up? It doesn't bother them. But if it's someone that's living paycheck to paycheck, it affects them more.
And Planned Parenthood of Illinois says that decision has led to record numbers of out-of-state abortion patients. Overall, abortion care patients have increased by 47%.
Oh, man, you know the abortion doctors are raking in the money.
As other states put in restrictions. Out-of-state patients now making up 25% of those seeking abortions.
Make that
in
abortion money.
Before the decision, it was 3 to 5% at a new.
Yeah, I'm glad America really overturned that. I'm just kidding. We're screwed.
Planned Parenthood clinic in downstate Carbondale, 75% of their patients coming from another state.
You know, there's a little bit of a deep, dark energy when it comes to abortion clinics where they're probably a little excited about the money they're going to make. Like when I got my vasectomy, we were talking about Madden video games while I was numbed up and the guy was doing this thing down there. And I'm telling you, he told me he made so much money. This was August 2022.
Abortion, of course, has become a key issue in the 2024 election. Both sides of the aisle speaking out about abortion in the past few days.
I just don't get the common sense not being there for people. It is a woman's right. Because whenever you start really debating someone that's pro-life, they start getting demeaning. Like, oh, there's the whores. And then it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 856-49-HOPPY.
At different events. Today, former President Trump talking to a conservative Christian group called...
Oh, yeah, you're going to tell me that Trump never got an abortion. Get the hell out of here. Bet he's had seven.
The Danbury Institute. The group calls abortion the greatest atrocity facing our generation.
Oh, no, no, no. Not the record high sales and prices at grocery stores. That's not an atrocity for the next generations to come. Or the fact that no one can afford a house in my generation. No, no, no. The atrocity that someone wants to do something with their own body. Go F yourself.
Defend religious liberty, free speech, innocent life, and the...
Innocent life? What are you talking about? You cheated on your wife with a porn star. You have no credibility.
Heritage and tradition that built America into the greatest nation.
Why are we giving these two buffoons? Why is it either Biden or Trump? Seriously? Cannot wait. I don't want the boomers to die because like my uncle just died. He was 68. The boomers are dying. So when I say I can't wait to get rid of the boomers, that would mean my mom would have to die, and I don't want her to die yet. But I'm saying they are the worst. Nothing good about them.
Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris campaign continues to tie Trump to the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, you know, Biden's like, I wish my son would get an abortion with women, you know, he's all these love childs. It's hard for me to keep track of which kids sniff today. There's so many of them out there.
The former president, Donald Trump, handpicked.
This is Kamala Harris on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Ah, the career side chick talking about morals. I hate America.
The former president, Donald Trump, handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And they did as he intended.
Does anybody ever talk about the fact that RBG should have, like, maybe chosen her replacement before she died? That's the problem, is when all the Supreme Court people wait forever and ever. Like, they're going to live forever. And that's the most political I will get.
Maren Morris is celebrating Pride Month in a big way. And
hell yeah.
Coming out as bisexual.
Good for her. Feels like every girl nowadays is bisexual. It's really weird. I attract bisexual girls. Both of my ex-girlfriends were bisexual. Oops, didn't mean to say that. Here's the thing. Hetero girls don't like me. A girl that likes a little bit of things on the side. Not cheating-wise. But, like, you know what I'm saying.
While celebrating the latest stop on her RSVP Redux tour on Instagram, the singer acknowledges her part in the LGBTQ plus community, writing in her June...
Good. I hope we can get to a time where that's not news. In a good way. But the problem is you got people like Patrick Bet David on Twitter. There's only one day for Mother's Day and only one day for Father's Day. And there's the whole Pride Month. Shut up. Man, are there any conservatives that aren't grifters? I mean, seriously.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are reportedly selling their home amid breakup rumors.
Yeah, there you go. You got that going on. Yeah, they should have never gotten back together. There's a reason you never get back with your exes. Mm-hmm. Just saying. It never works out. When have you heard about somebody getting back with their ex and you're like, oh, it's going well? Here's Bill Maher talking about Caitlin Clark. We got a few things left here. Right here on Happy Hour. Let me get to this right here.
Women's basketball got on my radar, like everybody's, because of Caitlin Clark. And the other girls in the league are delighted for her success. I'm joking, of course.
He's so funny.
Hater, and they've been... Show the tape if we're getting body checked. This is a game the other...
You know you're not a funny talk show when... This is like the Letterman syndrome where the crowd's like... There's no actual laughter.
The day, and she, I mean, that was pretty deliberate. And look at the other girl on her team coming over. Not, see, if this was men, they defend each other on the same team. I mean, men will fight from two teams. But when somebody checks you on who's on your team, you defend that guy.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark doesn't really have any homies in the league.
I'm just saying, men have their bad parts. We're toxic. We're dogs.
True.
But only women would do this. Well, women are catty, even the ones on her own team. Now,
glad someone's finally said it. Oh, wait, that's right. LeBron said it. Charles Barkley said it. Bill Maher said it. But because Bill Maher said it, it's so important. Oh, he's the worst.
There's also a racial element to this. We can't deny that. And I have Charlamagne on next week. I'm going to talk about it with him. So I'll get you off the hook.
But all righty.
It's not
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Happy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com. Now, Adam22 creeps the hell out of me. He's that guy with all the face tattoos that shares his wife, like a lot of morning radio hosts. And, I don't know what it is about podcasting and radio and sharing your wife and being in open relationships. It's weird. So Adam22 went on Dave Portnoy's podcast and said that when he has threesomes with his wife, Lena the Plug, that it helps their marriage.
Obviously, your mind tends to stray a little bit, but the porn thing is always kind of
kept me in check. So I've been a very well-behaved boy for the last, you know, 6-7 years now. I think it's like you quit heroin and you get on the Suboxone and it keeps you in check. You know, you go to...
Yeah, he does look like he'd be on heroin and his whole audience is a bunch of junkies.
The methadone clinic every day and it has you feeling all right. But, and it keeps you from, you know, robbing the local Walmart. But at the same time, it's like, are you really sober? Not so much. I don't really know what life would be like having sex with the same vagina every single day.
Yeah, classy. Classy guy. You know, he was accused of rape and got away with it and made jokes about it online. And also, he flew to Canada to have sex with a 17-year-old. Yeah, he's a real good guy. Father of the year. Unfortunately, he has kids. Chicago's migrant crisis sparks chaos as homeless population swells by 200 in just 1 year. I went to Chicago in August, and the homeless people up there are different. Here, if you're listening in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening in a Midwest city, you might have more of a relation to Chicago. But the homeless people down here in Florida, hey, do you have any money? No, sorry. Okay, no worries. Up in Chicago,
hey, amigo, do you have any money?
Yo, bro, do you have any money?
Yo, Don, yo, Whitey, I know you got some money.
I really don't, I'm sorry.
No, amigo, yo, dog, no, yo, Whitey, I know you got some money.
They keep asking over and over and over again. And it's like, money, I work in radio.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that.
Goodbye.